Now, recently, the Western Sydney area has been under fire for their relatively high migrant and refugee population compared to the other areas of Sydney. Some hold migrants accountable for the issues which have resulted in population growth, but there are also some facts about Western Sydney's population growth that highlight the blame may be lying elsewhere. Joining me to discuss this issue and others is Christine Aquino, lecturer in global studies at the University of Technology Sydney, I should say. Christine, good morning. That's what happens when you mash all your words together.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me.
Thanks for coming in to join us on the day. Now, how relevant is migration to the population growth that's being experienced at the moment in Western Sydney?
It's an interesting question and a contentious question. Okay. Always. You tend to have these kind of recycled panics when the census comes out and so on. Look, there is certainly population growth in Western Sydney, which is steadily increasing. So say it increased close to 10% between 2011 to 2016.
Right.
There is a significant overseas-born population in Western Sydney, as it's mm-hmm. come to be known for, and this overseas-born population does continue to increase. So the recent census says it's jumped from 34% in 2006 to 38% in 2016.
Right.
But and with new births slightly down in the region, it does mean that population growth can be, attributed to, say, new settlers, if that's yep. what you want to call them. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that's new migrant mm-hmm. arrivals. So the data does paint a more complex picture to population growth, and assigning blame to migrants is
probably not the right way to look at it, is it? yeah, absolutely. Now, would it not be part of the issue, just sort of common sense tells me, with the housing prices in Sydney? We seem to talk about this so much on the station, but the housing prices in Sydney, Western Sydney being a little bit cheaper, wouldn't that sort of make sense that the population is growing in those areas?
Yes. So a lot of the new settlement in Western Sydney can come from residents moving from, say, closer to the inner city to mm-hmm. Western Sydney because of the housing affordability issues. Yeah, sure. That definitely, you'd think that's kind of one of the attributes. And so really, I think central to the question is why do certain people keep assigning blame to migrants when statistics continue to tell us otherwise?
Right. Well, speaking of last year's census, what did it uncover? Was there anything surprising or unusual regarding the makeup of the Western Sydney population?
So I think, nothing so surprising unless you have certain assumptions. And and if you do have assumptions and you can see the statistics telling us otherwise, then hopefully that does change your mind in terms of, who you blame who we blame for this kind of population growth. I mean, what was surprising when we looked at the data was that now there is a the Australian born, there is a significant number of these are made up of second and third generation migrants now. So those who have a parent born overseas, at least one parent born overseas, is actually now larger proportion in terms than those who are born elsewhere.
Right.
So we do have now a larger
second
generation migrant population than actually overseas born.
Right. Now, what effect is immigration particularly having on Western Sydney's infrastructure and the economy out there?
I mean, that's a complex question. But one of the main things is recently the Western Sydney is shown to be shouldering much of the resettlement of new arrivals.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to its history of being a kind of place for accommodation, a kind of gateway city or area for new arrivals. That certainly places pressure on service delivery and so on. But I think, certainly through research that I've been undertaking in the region for a while now, it's a place where it's been able to successfully negotiate accommodating for these for new arrivals and vulnerable groups especially, which I think is should be the marker of kind of seeing it as a sustainable city or, or something.
Are we seeing the same sort of thing in other cities, particularly in Australia? Are we seeing the other thing in other capital cities where they're areas that we call them working class, cheaper accommodation, things like that? Mm-hmm. Are they having the same sort of, is there a correlation between Western Sydney and other places around the country like that?
I would think so. I mean, I haven't looked at the kind of interstate data just yet, but actually what was interesting and surprising was the Centre for Western Sydney just recently released analysis of census data saying that Western Sydney is actually a lot more middle class than Australia as a whole. And so there's complexity to the kind of stereotypes and inaccuracies as well to the stereotypes that are attached to Western Sydney. There's certainly areas with still disadvantage and serious disadvantage socioeconomically, but there's also now pockets of middle class populations.
Well, yeah, and wealth. Well, they are. Well, Christine, thank you so much for joining us on the day today and running us through what's happening out there as far as these results are concerned in the census.
Okay, thanks
so much. There you are. There's Christine Aquino there. She's the lecturer at Global Studies at UTS talking about the role of immigration and the growth of Western Sydney's population in particular.